Spoken version of this ShareMaestro market report. Full article. U.S. Foods closes within 1.1% of its 52-week high as distribution peers lag the move. USFD's 8.2% weekly gain came with above-average volume and positive activity pressure. But the stock's valuation premium and mixed sector breadth keep the read balanced. Research brief. U.S. Foods Holding Corp. finished the week ended 7 August at $108.90, up 8.2% and only 1.1% below its 52-week high of $110.10. The move ranked first in the U.S. food distribution group for the week and came on 15.9 million shares, equal to 1.2 times the 13-week average. The weekly trend signal remains active for a ninth week, with price 18.0% above the ShareMaestro trend line, while the 62.2% premium to fair value raises the bar for further confirmation. Key points: USFD rose 8.2% for the week, 7.8% over 4 weeks, and 32.2% over 12 weeks, outpacing the U.S. food distribution industry's 0.5% weekly average. The stock sits at 97.0% of its 52-week range, closing at $108.90 versus a $110.10 high and a $69.88 low. The trend backdrop is active, with 34 of the past 52 weeks active and a current 9-week streak. But the setup is still classified as balanced. Volume improved to 15.9 million shares, or 1.2 times the 13-week average and 1.4 times the 52-week average, which supports the move without showing full participation. Activity pressure is positive at 0.55, and relative strength is positive at 13.97, although activity pressure has eased over 4 weeks and recent reversal markers remain a risk. Price action puts USFD at the top of food distribution. U.S. Foods delivered one of the cleaner weekly advances in consumer defensive, rising 8.2% to $108.90 in the week ended 7 August. The stock now sits just 1.1% below its 52-week high and at 97.0% of its yearly range, a high-range position that confirms demand but also leaves less room for error if momentum cools. Within U.S. food distribution, USFD ranked first for the week and second over both 4 and 12 weeks. The industry backdrop is steadier than strong, with the group averaging a 0.5% weekly gain, a slightly negative 4-week return, and a 7.4% 12-week advance. Pure context is useful here. Performance Food Group gained only 0.4% for the week, while Sysco slipped 1.1%, leaving USFD as the clear short-term standout in its direct group. Trend signal stays active, but the setup is not one way, with a 9-week active streak and 34 active weeks across the past year. Price is 18.0% above the weekly trend line at $92.23, keeping the regime constructive. And the composite score of 68 supports the balanced read rather than an overheated or weak classification. Momentum is broad across timeframes, 7.8% over 4 weeks, 32.2% over 12 weeks, 20.5% over 26 weeks, and 36.0% over 52 weeks. Relative performance is also favorable, with USFD ranked in the 86.6th percentile among 217 U.S. consumer defensive names for the week. The sector itself is less convincing, with only 48.0% of constituents in active weekly trends, and just 30.0% showing positive relative strength. So USFD is outperforming a mixed consumer defensive tape rather than rising with a uniformly strong sector. Volume helps, valuation stretch complicates the follow-through. The latest advance came on 15.9 million shares, above the 13-week average of 13.5 million and the 52-week average of 11.8 million. That 1.2 times volume ratio is useful confirmation, especially after the prior week's 3.5% gain on 11.0 million shares. But it is not yet the type of heavy participation that would remove doubts around a high-range breakout attempt. The valuation gap is the main restraint in the ShareMaestro read. USFD trades 62.2% above fair value at 67.12, signaling a large premium attached to the current trend. Premium demand can persist when momentum and activity pressure remain aligned, but it also raises sensitivity to weaker volume, profit-taking, or a softer activity pressure reading. Risk and watch next framing. Risk is not absent beneath the strong headline numbers. Weekly volatility is stable at 4.5% over 13 weeks versus 4.6% over 52 weeks, but the one-year up-down split is slightly negative at 24 positive weeks and 28 negative weeks. The stock has also logged 12 reversal markers in the recent smart money tape, which argues for monitoring whether the high-range push attracts fresh demand or simply exhausts near resistance. The next tests are straightforward. Whether USFD can hold close to the $110.10 high, whether volume can move closer to or above 1.5 times baseline on any continuation, and whether activity pressure stays positive after its recent cooling. A sustained move above the high with stronger participation would improve confirmation, while a retreat toward the $92.23 trend line would shift attention back to the durability of the current weekly regime. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMeister does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.